The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat.
You should see this live stream right now, friends. Well, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about how stupefied the American people have become. First, we talked about, well, the students and the indoctrination has fallen to our students. Then we talked about the older generation. And what I'd like to do today is talk about the politicians that the American people tolerate and the crime statistics concerning those that serve we the people. So hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Folks, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook page, as well as Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, not just within the United States of America. Friends, we received some phone calls yesterday from our friends in Canada, and we appreciate that. From all over the world, friends, 53 countries are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com right now. Again, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18, and I just have to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, as we always say here on the Sons of Liberty. Now, you had mentioned that we're going to be talking a little bit about those nice, trustworthy, honest, upstanding, righteous politicians of ours. Of course, I'm being facetious in most cases, but I wanted to give a few little surveys and stats about what people believe as far as the government goes and their trust in our government. In a survey from the Pew Research Center finds that the nation is increasingly...
The Pew?
Pew as in P-E-W, yes, yeah. Pew Research Center, I know.
How fitting. It stinks, doesn't it?
That's right, it sounds a little strange. Well, these statistics definitely stink, but they're finding that the nation is increasingly distrustful of the federal government. 73% don't have faith that lawmakers, members of Congress in particular, will do the right thing. And if you go on there, you say, wow, you look at the percentage of 73% don't have faith in their lawmakers. We should have every good faith and trust in our lawmakers that they will do the right thing. Now, another Pew Research finds that just 19% say that they trust the government in Washington to do what is right just about always or most of the time, down 7 points since January. This is in 2013. So it's plummeting, and people are saying we don't trust our government. And if you look and, you know, you talk with different people, H.W. Brand, the University of Texas, he said this. He said, voters don't consider campaign promises to be real promises. They recognize that they are buying a used car from somebody. So basically, we're propping up a system where we know they're lying. We know that it's a used car salesman out there that we're watching on the TV. And yet we let them continuously do this, have this big charade.
Well, I think what's terrible about it is that these individuals themselves, they think for some reason that they're exempt or impervious from sowing and reaping. I mean,
right.
God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. They almost act like no matter what they do, they get out of it either way without consequence. Man, you might want to wake up and smell the coffee to you reps that listen to me on a daily basis. I also want to say this. This is why it's so important when we do tea parties. The representatives are always their friends, mm-hmm. and I get the opportunity to hold them responsible in front of their constituents. Along with that, it's also interesting just letting you know that without fail, the representatives will always be the first one up to Bradley Dean and say, hey, man, how you doing? We're on the same page.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Because he knows and they know within themselves, and she might know that I'm not going to play with their compromise at all.
Yeah,
I'm going to call them out for who they are.
It's interesting you should say that because you do. When we sit there and we do the tea parties, you'll say, okay, who are the reps? You'll call them out. You'll specifically point them out so people know who to hold accountable. It reminds me of the time we were doing a high school assembly program, and the media was there, and usually the media will get everything wrong, and the reason why they'll get it all wrong is because...
Okay, now you're talking about a representative. Now you're jumping topics to the media.
Right. This will be for just a second, but my point is the same. When we had a high school assembly program, we had a member of the media come out.
Remember that.
And you pointed them out and you said, listen, you better tell the truth. Because a lot of times people will write about our assembly program and, oh my goodness, they just haven't been at the assembly program. That's the big problem. That's why they have all their facts wrong. So I remember that you pointed out this particular individual in the media, and he ended up getting everything right because you held
verbatim.
Him accountable.
And I'll tell you why, because when I seen that particular... I don't really know what I should call him. Journalist.
There you go. Member of the press.
Propagandist. I want to put it the right way so people can understand my perspective, because when I'm doing, you know, public events, you just don't know what you're dealing with. But what was interesting in this particular case, there was 1,100 students. We did two assemblies in this public high school, and I was talking about I was bringing forth the topic of the media. And how many in this room believe the media? And all of a sudden I look to my left and I see this fidgety little guy going back and forth. And I looked at him and I just drew all attention right over to this journalist, this reporter. Let's put it that way. I can stay biased on both sides. And I said, so are you with the press? And he said, yes. And I said, now I want you to realize that there's 1,100 students right now in this room that will hold you accountable because they hear everything that I am saying. And what Stephanie is outlining here and pointing out is the fact that that individual did, report line upon line, precept upon precept as to what I did and said that day in that public school. But 9 times out of 10, they do not do that.
That's
because
exactly
they
right.
don't want to be held accountable. But when you hold them accountable, I'll tell you what, they will tell the truth, friends.
And that's my correlation between what you're talking about, the politicians and this media. Because you pointed out that media reporter, he told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing these tea parties, you point out those politicians, those statesmen and women.
Yeah.
Then they're held to a higher degree of accountability because these people say, listen, I saw you sitting in that room, I saw you shake hands and agree with the message that Bradley was bringing forth about our Constitution, therefore I'm going to hold your feet to the fire that you better do what you said in that meeting you were going to do.
We only need 2 or 3 witnesses to establish a fact,
everywhere.
Right? We had 1,100 in that particular case. It went over well with him if he did lie.
That's exactly right. Now,
and that was reported in, I believe, over 1.1 million papers the very next day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
But what's interesting to note here, and this is from CBS News, it says there are 3 things that most Americans take as an article of faith. The sky is blue, the Pope is Catholic, and politicians are liars. Now, it's a sad day in America when that's the case, but it wasn't always the case. Back in surveys in the 1950s and the 1960s, the study showed that most Americans expressed at least a basic trust that their government would do the right things most of the time or all the time. So we're seeing 1950s
because the people were involved in the educational system was intact, and it was universal in the United States of America, which unified us because we were based on the same principles. Friends, when we come back, we're going to talk about corrupt politicians, but before that, I'm going to get an update from our friend over at Freedom Outpost, Tim Brown, on what's going on in Connecticut concerning your gun rights, friends. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What should work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to take Rick from Maryville, Tennessee real quick, and then we're going to pull up Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. How are you, my friend?
Okay. You guys okay?
Yeah, oh, we're fantabulous. Always in a rush as usual.
I know. Always, and I go as quick as I can. You know, I watch the clock being a professional and all
well,
that.
We appreciate that.
I've got something especially for Stephanie. What she said in the opening segment of the show today was about people not trusting their government anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I said virtually, word for word, what she said on Wednesday night to a talk show host, WBZ in Boston. I scanned the dials at night trying to keep in practice. And he told me essentially when I told, well, I told him the reason people were speculating about the flight, the Malaysian flight that disappeared and all the speculation and everything, and they're not accepting what the mainstream media are saying, is because the people don't trust the government anymore. And that the governments lie, not just our government, governments, plural, lie about the truth and won't tell the public, wherever they are on earth, the truth. And he said, sounds like to me you're paranoid. He called me paranoid three or four times during the conversation because I was saying the truth. People do not. I interview people at Walmart. They don't know they're being interviewed. We're standing in line, and I take up a conversation. I'm gregarious and outspoken and friendly and so forth, and that's not braggart on myself. But I do interview people. They don't know it. And I find out John and Jane Public do not trust the government. They don't trust their elected politicians.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust what the government says to the mainstream media. They don't trust what the government hides. Not just our government, I repeat for clarity, governments of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already to the point where the governments of the world are following the government of the United States in lying, deception, and other kinds of deceitment.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, anyway,
I was going to say, Rick, I think
wanted you to know that, Stephanie. You're right on the button here.
Right.
So I guess you and I both are paranoid there.
That's right. I'm paranoid. Who's paranoid, too? Well, I think the thing is, Rick, is they can only lie to you so many times before you finally pick up on the fact that, listen, they're not trustworthy. And when you see it repeatedly over and over and over again, there's no denying the facts. They're just facts or stubborn things, like John Adams said.
Well, they lose credibility, and once they lose credibility, then they lose authority. But, friends, right. We need to be careful of that, because that's a revolutionary tactic to overthrow standing mm-hmm. governments. Because if you don't trust your government, then guess what? We need to replace it. We need to change the foundations. This is a way of attacking our right. foundational forms of government as well, friends, and we need to be very careful with it, because we see in our country today that the Russians, the communists, I'm sorry, regardless if they be Chinese, you know, Russian, whatever the case might be, they're using these deceptive tactics only to divide the people one against another, so they can tear down to build up through an oppressive regime. And that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Isn't it something? You have to keep both eyes wide open because you want to lash back, but then you think, wait a second, maybe that's what they want me to do, is lash back like this.
Well, you do need to lash back, right. but you need to do it lawfully,
right,
and
exactly.
that's exactly right. If we see it through God's eyes, mm-hmm. it'll work for us, but if we don't, it will destroy us. I've heard it said before, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
Wow.
And I also heard from another individual, I believe this was Mark Twain, he said, those that read the newspapers
are misinformed. And those
That's right. Those that don't read the newspapers are uninformed. Those that read the newspapers are misinformed.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, there we
have it. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. And what's sad about it is, you said something earlier, I think the American people, they've been lied to so many times. Where does it come to the point where the American people say enough is enough? Because sponsorship is where you have to hit them, my friends.
Yeah.
Because once you begin to let the sponsors know we're not supporting these liars anymore, then guess what? They go bankrupt, and this is exactly what we've seen 4 or 5 years ago across the country concerning newspapers and news media outlets and the such. You have to ask where the money's coming from. I can almost guarantee you, friends, that government is reallocating your finances to support some of these outlets without a doubt, NPR. Not saying any names, friends.
And there's only so many times they can say, we are not going to do this. And then you see them do it.
Yeah.
Then you hear again a few months later, we are not going, no new taxes.
We are
not
doing this. People would shut the television off. It's like, hello. Anyways, let's jump topics. We got some good news here from Tim Brown, our friend from Freedom Outpost. How are you, my friend, and welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you? It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. Now, when we were going back and forth just a little while ago, you were going to give us an update as to what's going on in Connecticut. How are things going over there on the East Coast?
Our stuff is boiling, man. It's really boiling. And there is good news in the mix. A couple of weeks ago, I pretty much resurrected a video that was put out a year ago, which nobody ran in the media. And as soon as we put it out, it was funny. All sorts of news outlets, The Blaze and such, started picking it up.
Yep.
But it was from a guy named John Sinkew, and he told Republicans, listen to this, he told a Republican senator and a Republican representative, if they passed a law of gun registration in Connecticut, he would not comply. Now, this is a guy who's doing what you're saying. He's not just bowing down to illegal laws. He's saying, it's illegal. I'm not going to comply with it. I know the history of gun registration. Gun registration leads to gun confiscation, and that leads to extermination. And I've had several conversations with John. He is a great guy. He is a God-fearing man. That is the one thing he told me he does fear is God.
It sounds like he's paranoid, like what Rick and Steph were just saying here
paranoid,
a couple minutes ago. I mean, but when you look at history, you can see who's doing the killing here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got into some several articles. A friend of his from childhood, who is now an officer in the city that he is in, Branford, Connecticut, went on Facebook and told people that he would give a part of his anatomy to kick down their door and take their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been since put on leave. The police department had contacted John, wanted him to come in because they are catching the heat from the public.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know, your officer shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be enforcing these laws, they're illegal. So he's been put on leave while they do a so-called investigation. They call John in to ask him to help calm things down because obviously we know, look, there are people, even among gun owners, who get a little bit
weird.
Ridiculous. Yeah, they're picked off that their rights are being violated.
Yeah.
And so John says, look, I'm willing to do that if you guys are willing to put your guys through some constitutional training on what this is about. And two, you'll come out publicly and say you will not enforce this law.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, we'll get back to you, because they wanted to endorse a public apology.
Well, yeah,
they didn't call.
Yeah, Tim, let me interject this too. It's just keep in mind, these are also people that swore that they'd uphold the Constitution of the United States
Correct.
Of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Just wanted to interject that.
Sure, and I agree with you, and John does too, and that was like a week and a half ago. He's not received a call from them. Since then, there's a video come out which lists all of the names of the legislators
Good.
Who voted for that legislation, and it has images of drive-bys and people with guns and stuff. It could be a warning, but it could also be just, you know, maybe a trigger that trips somebody to go and do something to a legislator. And we don't want that.
Right.
That's not.
No, the state-run media wants that.
That's right.
Oh,
they want
excuse.
A revolution. They want the people to rise up so that they can get smacked down.
That's right.
What they want.
That's right.
And we're better than that.
We got some thinkers here.
You're definitely, we're on the same page with you for sure, Tim.
Yeah, and so the good news is this. John's informed me, he sent me a thing yesterday. They're going to be videoing in front of the state police headquarters there in Connecticut, where Lieutenant Vance, you know, that guy we talked about, those guys, they're going to be interviewing in there, and John's going to give a public statement, which I doubt any of the media are going to cover, but we're going to cover it.
Amen.
And that's going to be, he's going to call for the state police to do what they're supposed to do, and that is honor the Constitution, not only of the United States, but of Connecticut, which is even more explicit in the fact that people have a right to keep and bear arms, and it doesn't say anything about government approving that. So he's
I'm just
kind of
curious.
I'm
really,
it will happen this weekend. Maybe we can get the story out. John has really seen this as a providence of God for him to be in this position, because he says, I am not a hero. I'm just a guy like anybody else. And,
Tim,
you know, for whatever this time is, I'm taking a stand.
Really quick, I'm curious, who pays these police officers to actually survive? Who pays their paychecks? Isn't it we the people?
That's right, the taxpayers do.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. We need to put that in perspective as well. We got about 1 minute, and I want to ask you one more question. What do we have going on over in New York right now? I understand that they were actually burning gun registration forms.
Well, that's true. They gathered together to protest what's going on. We had an article up, I think it was last year, about burn barrels and the fact that, you know, we've had ATF go in to these guys, Dimitri and his company at Ares Armor in California, illegally seize the information of 5,000 customers who bought legal lowers, which are 80% made lowers for AR-15s. They just have to drill holes and build their gun. They're
gotcha.
Doing that. These guys are taking that stand.
Tim, real quick, how do people get a hold of you?
FreedomOutpost.com.
FreedomOutpost.com. Tim Brown, we appreciate you,
Thank
my friend.
Tim.
And we will talk to you soon. We'll have you back on not too long from, well, the present. Hey, I like that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, and slow down just a little tiny bit. It's amazing, friends, when you begin to get all this information running through you, to know that you only have 1 hour to do a radio show and vent and unload on our listeners on a daily basis. It's just like, I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just getting started. But anyways, in
sometimes
saying that,
a lot to pack all in 1 hour.
There really is. You know, one of the things that Tim was talking about, and I think it's important again for people to understand that the Constitution declares it, common sense declares it, the people see the politicians. A politician is not necessarily a good word. They should be statesmen or stateswomen. That means they work for the people, not special interests. But we see these people put their hand on the Bible. We see them put their hand in the air. We see them put their hand up in the air and swear an oath to God and to the people that they will uphold the Constitution of the United States. Friends, I want you to just kind of bring all of this into perspective, if you can. All of the bad things happening to you right now that you are complaining about, what you see in government right now, you need to keep in mind that you are paying for it. They are taking tax money, reallocating monies where they want them to go to destroy their own people. That's what they're doing, like it or not. And once we begin to put them in check and hit them where it matters, you know, hey, friends, it's going to stop. But we can't complain. It's not just an issue of, hey, I don't care what they do. I don't care what corruption does in government. Keep in mind that corruption is being bought and paid for by you, the taxpayer.
Right.
So let's add that to the equation of abuses that are going on in this country.
Insult to injury.
It totally is.
It's like saying, well, listen, okay, I will pay you as long as you keep the rules of this house. Then the person that you're paying does not keep the rules of the house as you're paying them and then turns back on you like you're the problem because you're asking
you
him to be accountable.
You see that all across the country. Almost no matter where you go, it's like you can go to Burger King and you can say, hey, listen, this isn't what I asked for. They give you an attitude problem as if, hey, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. And of course, it's the employee that's doing that, not the employer. But it shows you how backwards people are and where their mental, well, I don't want to say their capabilities, but their incapabilities are, that they actually believe that they're doing you a favor by you patronizing their store in the first place.
Right, exactly. The attitudes are different. Judgment turns backward. And when you point out their error, as they're supposed to do, especially when the...
They don't want to be told they're wrong.
Particular case, yeah. Statesmen, then they turn back, oh, you guys are, you're paranoid, you're unpatriotic, you're blah, blah, blah.
Or you're
and they
crazy.
Demonize you.
Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's just another example, like I say, of judgment.
I want to just clarify who's crazy here and who's doing the law breaking. Again, we just recited back to you what the Constitution said. And when we go to those, the modern politicians, those that are framing a mischief by a law, Psalm 94:20, and they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. I just want you to keep those two scriptures in mind, Jonah 2:8 and Psalm 94:20, that these are the people that are committing the crimes. Now let me go over really quick to the modern day politician and give you stats, because over the last week, the first thing we were talking about was the indoctrination being thrown on our kids in public schools. The second thing we were doing is talking about how stupefied they've been, and then we went to a lunchroom and we actually asked them some basic questions that they themselves could not answer. Then the next thing we did is went to the older generation, to the church and to the heathens, non-Christians, and we showed you that they couldn't even tell you what... you know, what was brought forth July 2nd and July 4th, as you know it, 1776, namely the Declaration of Independence. They couldn't tell you what that was about. They couldn't tell you what country we broke from. This was the older generation. So the older generation can't complain about the younger generation, because Jesus tells us that wisdom is justified by your children. So now what I want to do today is I want to bring it to the politicians that the American people actually put up with. The American people tolerate this in their government on a daily basis. Are you ready for this? So we've hit the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
And when we see this before the eyes of God, God is saying back to us, because you don't want to listen to my Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. You're going to listen to man's confusion of face. You're going to listen to his derisions. You're going to listen to his lies, so on and so forth. It's really simple, friends. It's not that complicated if we want to take it the straight and narrow road. And it's not a hard road to take, mentally anyways. The process is, but here we go. Holding in account the modern-day politicians. You ready for this? 5.4% of the members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. These are the ones legislating against we, the people, namely the Constitution of the Republic, friends. 7 of them, 3.1%, have been arrested for fraud. Folks, these are the ones that have been busted, by the way. Okay? Keep in mind, government is a good institution, but we need good men that will abide by the laws that have been written. Okay? Not policy. And keep in mind, my friends, namely you lawyers out there that have things backwards, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. I go on. 19, that's 3.6% of those that work for we the people, that represent we the people, have been accused of writing bad checks.
Well, they know all about that in government.
117, that's 21.9%, have bankrupted at least two businesses, friends, and they want to run your country?
Or bankrupt
it's
your
like
country?
The criminal that you have in the White House right now. He's never even run a candy store, and he wants to run a nation? And where's he running it, my friends? Right into the ground. 3 of those that represent we the people, 0.6, have been arrested for assault. Okay, 71 of our representatives, that's 13.3%, have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card, yet they want to run the country, friends. This is what you're tolerating, friends.
And this is what we're seeing us spend money we don't have. Our credit scores are being lowered. Why do you think that is? Because we've got people serving within, you know, the Congress that themselves have bankrupted their businesses, they write bad checks. Of course, they're going to take those same practices into running the country unless we the people put a stop
to it. Okay,
well
then that makes sense to Psalm 94:20, where it says framing a law by mischief.
That's
they're
right.
Mischievous people. They don't live up to their own rule, friends, but they want to rule you?
I mean, if you think
about it.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, and it's just so ridiculous. It framing by mischief. I'm just thinking about all these bills and things that get passed through Congress, you know, that are sky high that no one's ever read.
Of course. You're telling me you're voting
yes.
You mean like the Patriot Act
exactly.
at 3:30 in the morning?
Exactly.
Not one individual that represents we the people actually read the Act of Tyranny. Oh, I'm sorry. The Patriot Act before it was actually signed. You have to ask what really happened around September 11th.
And what kind of members are in Congress that they're saying yes to a piece of, you know, legislation or whatever it is that they have not even taken the time to even read? They don't even know what's in there. How can they in good conscience say that they're really serving we the people in our country?
In that particular case, it was actually those that did represent the people that were complaining about what federal government, namely the executive branch of government, was trying to throw down on them because they knew within themselves that the American people would submit to something called the Patriot Act at that particular time because people were so afraid of what was going on. Remember we had a jihadist threat, friends? Remember we had a Muslim threat back then? Now we have the Muslim in the White House that's actually entertaining America's sworn enemies.
Yes, and you got to
see this?
Yeah, exactly.
And while the
people are fearful, you have to push as much as legislation through as you can because once they calm down, and the fear kind of subsides a little bit, then they'll take a little, they'll be less as apt to go with, it's for our protection? Okay, good. It's for this? Okay, good.
Always.
It's amazing.
Jim McDermott, piggybacking as to what Stephanie was just saying, there was the one that said right after September 11th that you can get the people to do anything with the use of fear. And what were they pushing? Fear, oppression, not bravery, valor.
Oh, of course.
And none of that as to the American spirit.
Yeah, I remember that we were in the airport, and every time you'd go into the airport, it would be on orange, like terror alert. You know, they had the little levels.
Yeah.
It was like the one before the highest possible alert always when you would go to the airport to keep you on edge.
And case in point, in speaking of this, holding in account the modern-day politicians, isn't it interesting that they're still maintaining that same threat, but now it's no longer the Muslims that are the terrorists. Now it's the American people that are the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I tried to tell people what it was about because it had nothing to do with a foreign enemy because what we did is we allowed our government to go attack an innocent nation that had nothing to do with what took place on September 11th. Boy, oh boy, does that sound like history.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go back to the 30s, friends. Let's go on here. Holding in account the modern-day politician, okay, 14, that's 2.6%, have been arrested on drug-related charges that have been busted. For those that did not know and have not seen Clinton Chronicles, Bill Clinton was the biggest drug trafficker known in the United States of America through MENA, Arkansas. He was trafficking huge amounts of cocaine through MENA, Arkansas. And people think that that is so outlandish, so far out there. Friends, who do you think's bringing the drug? Remember the airplane that went down in the 90s that was loaded with cocaine? It was a CIA airplane, crashed into the hills. Why was it loaded with cocaine, friends? You know, I used to have some friends back in North Minneapolis. That would be the hood, as you know it. They used to get all their drugs from the FBI. When I would be at parties when I was in the rock and roll world, it was the cops going through the parties warning the drug dealers as if they were under surveillance or not. And by the way, I have friends that are cops now, but they're good. They're on the right side of the fence, this generation of my life. So don't tell me it's not going on, friends. And I want to say this, bringing it back to the responsibility of the American people again. We wouldn't have a problem with drug lords coming to America if the American people weren't buying the drugs. That makes sense.
That makes total sense.
It totally does.
Bingo.
You know, we got to get rid of these drug lords. No, we got to deal with the young people and the older people that are actually doing the, you know.
Buying the drugs.
Of course.
If there's no demand, there's going to be no supply.
Thank you. Supply always meets the demand.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's
just too much common sense going
on here
right now.
But this is fun stuff because I love dissecting this because it's great information. It really is. It just shows you, again, America, what we're tolerating in this country. Holding in account the modern-day politicians, these are those that frame a law by mischief. And, friends, they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy. So what does that mean, Jonah 2:8? It means you better deal with the issues at hand through judgment, because if you don't, you're forsaking your own mercy by allowing them to destroy your country. Get it? All right, I love that. Got Bradley and Stephanie, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back onto this topic.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right. Bradley Dean truly is a prophet worth telling the truth to a hurting, decaying nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Right, I love it. Holding in account the modern-day politicians, what is America complaining about? For the most part, what they are tolerating. Giving you stats, the records of those that represent we the people. Let's go on here. What are we going to say?
I was going to say, you know what we should do? We should do at some point, we should take, like, you know, the founding fathers like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. We should just, on the left-hand side, put their quotes about what they believed about, you know, freedom of speech, about, you know, education of the Christian religion in schools, the right to bear arms on the left. And then we should just parallel that with the modern day quote unquote politician about
they're doing the exact opposite.
Exactly. Yes. No God. It would be a very interesting time.
Yeah, it really would be. 14, that's 2.6%, have been arrested on drug-related charges. Again, those are the ones that have been busted. Going on, 8, that's 1.5%, have been arrested for shoplifting.
Shoplifting.
Yeah. Well, that's all they do anyways, right? Again, folks, we're talking about politicians. We're not talking about
statesmen or stateswomen.
We're not talking about those that really do represent we the people.
Shoplifting.
Yep. 21... That's 3.9% are current defendants in lawsuits. For why?
I got to ask yourself the question.
Yeah. Holding in account the modern-day politicians. 84 of them, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving in 1998. Alone.
Are these
guys
supposed to be like the examples of our country, like the examples
the leadership?
Of leadership
that
our young people could
do as I say but don't do as I do?
Right.
Yeah, these are
right.
The same people legislating against people that commit the same crimes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
They hold the truth and unrighteousness.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I'm just thinking
they're
about...
They're like whited walls that Paul, when he marked his mouth and he called them a whited wall, and he says you judge according to the law,
that's right.
But you stand in contradiction of it when you judge. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. 84, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving. But folks, they were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, friends, they felt that they were above the American people.
Wow.
Now, folks, we have to do this lawfully. I never want to get to the point where we fall in line with what the communists are attempting to do within. They're trying to stir up domestic insurrection. They are trying to use tools to divide and conquer the people. And we see this administration equipping those people to do their biddings. Now, let's not play the fool and stand down and fall victim to their stupidities and their criminal mindsets, friends. We have to deal with these people lawfully. Lawfully, not unlawfully. And we don't want revolution, friends. We want restoration and reformation, because everything is already there. That's all we have to do is pick up the broom and sweep off all the policies, not laws, friends, that are clouding the Constitution of the United States.
I like
that. Second, set the record straight, get rid of man's 10,000 commandments, and let's just simply get back to Jeremiah 6:16. God's Ten Commandments.
That's right. You've got that.
Exodus 20 as well, friends.
Those tablets of the Constitution there, so to speak. Just dust that off with
all the policies
on top of it, and boom, there it is.
Nothing complicated.
Exactly.
You don't need to get a politician on the radio or on television
or
to debate away what he knows is untrue. We already know what diplomacy is, friends. It's seduction in another guise, and these people just play the snakes so well because we know who their father is. And therefore, if their father is an enemy to our nation, no longer do we allow them to fraternize with we, the people anymore. It's time to hold their little fannies to the fire and deal with them, impeach them, and then deal with them civilly, friends. That's really what the American people need to do. And until we do that, it's going to continuously go on. So let's not complain about what we tolerate.
Wow, that's very interesting. Even some of those last stats you were saying.
That's love.
That is love.
Yes.
And I was just going back to your last statistics that you were saying there about drunk driving. They were caught, but then they claimed congressional immunity. So
yeah.
If you think that thought through, the perversion of it is I broke the law, but I have congressional immunity, therefore I am above the law that I am enforcing everybody else to obey except myself.
That's right.
I mean, if you just think the thought
through. That's all they're doing.
That's the perversion of it.
That's all they're doing. And the only reason they're doing it, I've said this a million times, the only reason they are doing it, and the only reason that they're emboldened to do it again tomorrow and the next day, mm-hmm. is because the American people, you know how they cloud you, friends, from actually bringing forth justice? They get you into debate.
Right.
There is no debate. They broke the law. End
exactly.
of story. What happens when you break the law, my friends? Is there a debate? Nope. No debate. You broke the law. You're going to pay the consequence, aren't you? In most cases, you pay out of your wallet, right? Because that's what feeds the bureaucracy. Yeah. Pretty crazy, but this is where we're at in America today. It'll all be over within a month.
That's right.
Empty the stadiums. All the stadiums,
shut
football,
the
hockey, whatever the case might be, deal with government on all levels. We heard yesterday from one of our friends, the governors across the state, 45 of them, bowed to the federal government concerning education. And I also want to say one more thing, and I'm going to give it over to you really quick. It's interesting that going back to the conversation that we had with Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, how the people are rising up concerning the constitutional violations, and rightly so. But what's interesting, behind the backs of the parents across this country, this government is implementing Common Core, International Baccalaureate, teaching the kids to disarm before the federal government, to accept homosexuality, to accept abortion. By the way, for those that did not know, some more good news. Planned Parenthood's being shut down. Unprecedented,
yes,
like, friends.
Across
it is
America.
Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generation is saying, no longer are you going to kill off my generation. The abortion clinics are being shut down, praise God, in the masses across the country. So what happens when the American people stand up? Great way to end my portion.
Amen. They get
you
shut down.
You shut them down.
That's right. And as we've been talking about in the show today, we have a job to do, and everybody has a job to do. It's not just people say, I'm so glad a guy like you is out there, Bradley Dean, or I'm so glad you guys are doing what you're doing. It's like, listen, this is our country. We all enjoy the freedoms that we have.
It's not my country.
It's our country.
That's right.
When someone, pays the ultimate price in the battlefield, they don't do it for a certain specific people who are fighting to uphold those same liberties. They died for all of us, whether or not you realize it or not.
It's kind of like Saving Private Ryan.
Exactly.
When he died and he looked at him and he said,
Earn this.
That's
live
exactly
for
right.
this.
Yeah.
We have been given that same gift. That's a great point. We need to earn it. We need to live for what these men and women died for. I remember sitting in a restaurant not too long ago and just thinking, people are sitting there, their families, and having fun, and so on. It's like people have sacrificed so that we have the opportunity to even sit in a restaurant right now with our own families, be free, be able to enjoy our lives because someone else didn't, because someone else's life was cut short. And when we're looking at what we're doing, we are fighting every day on the Sons of Liberty nonstop. It's a daily battle.
It's not everywhere we go.
Exactly. It's not that something that just happens, you know, on the radio.
We were just talking about this before the show. Like, when does it stop?
It's amazing. You know, let's take a little time. So your time gets muffled by all these other things that you have to deal with. But it is a job that we all need to do together. And for those of you who say, listen, I can't do what you do. I can't go on the, you know, on the radio or blah, blah. Listen, you can help by supporting what we're doing. It's very easy. All you do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button. And when you go to the donate button, you click on that and you go donate to the Sons of Liberty. It has Bradley's pretty little picture there in his face.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And when you click on there, support for the Sons of Liberty, it gives you a few options from $50 to $1,000 or other. And you can place your order. It's a secure donation.
You know what this ministry is selling besides the truth? Courage.
Courage.
We're not selling fear. We're selling courage.
Yeah, and that's the response of people, too, is they feel like, okay, well, they motivated us to do something, you know. It's not just we got to sit here, okay, we've got a job to do, because anybody can get you to see what the problem is.
Yep.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out there are problems going on in society today. It takes someone who is actually getting you motivated to do something about the problems that you see in society today. So if you'd like to donate, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Don't say, well, I'll do it later. I'll check it out later. Do it now.
No, friends. We're not on the radio asking for support because it's a good idea. We're letting you know that we all have to take responsibility in one way or another. And, folks, we are producing fruit constantly. If you'd like to see who we are and what it is that we do, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to our website, in which we've done high schools across the country, 354 in 24 states, churches, festivals. We do the state fair every year.
Tea parties.
It's just over the top, friends. Next week, we're going to be gone a whole month loaded of tea parties in churches, television and radio all across the country again. And we're not doing this again, friends, because it's a good idea. We are doing it because we love our country, we love our God first and foremost, and we love our brothers and our sisters. And we appreciate you putting us where you have us right now. During the week, we are the second most listened to radio show. We've only been with GCN for 2 years. And on the weekends, we are rocking the gauge on Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you guys are listening. We just got picked up by two more affiliates just this week, one in West Bend, Wisconsin, WBKV-AM, and we also got picked up in South Carolina, Greensville, WLFJ, and that's AM and FM, WLFJ, AM and FM. So, folks, you guys are listening, you guys are multiplying, and we appreciate it, but do support what we're doing here, friends, because we cannot do this without you, and we cannot reemphasize that. Enough.
That's
we really
right.
cannot.
And if you'd like some friendly contact, if you'd like to actually speak with one of us in person, you can also call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
I like that, too.
It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
It warms the cackles of your heart.
The cackles of my heart are definitely warm.
You know, it's interesting. I just told Stephanie we could do this for 3 hours a day.
3 hours.
But we have too much to do, friends.
That's
We're keeping
right.
you in the loop an hour a day so we can stay busy outside with the masses as well. And then telling you what's going on with the masses. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talking to
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.